Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Because it can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough. Hi, I'm Kendra, and you're listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio. We're so glad you guys are listening to the show. If it's your first time, we're a show that started for couples struggling with infertility and miscarriage, but we've gone on to talk about child loss, fostering, adoption, a lot of these topics that are interconnected. And whatever stage or season you're in on your journey to build your family, we just want to let you know that we're here with you. We're cheering you on, and Christ is enough for you. He is a rock that you can cling to, and we just want to point you to Him every single episode. Today, we have an amazing set of guests on, a husband and wife couple. Let me just read you about the ministry that they started, and we'll jump in. So it's called Beckett's Blessing Box. It's a nonprofit organization that supports families who have lost a baby or a child. It was founded in 2021 after Taylor and Lindley Morton lost their first son, Beckett, to a placenta abruption. Their mission and prayer is that these boxes provide comfort and tangible resources to help families grieve well while pointing them to Jesus in the midst of their heartbreak. So as you can tell, their mission and this beautiful couple's story is right along with something we talk about all the time on Hannah's Heart. So let me introduce Lindley and Taylor to the show. Welcome, you guys.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
Nice to be with y'all today.
Well, we are so excited to jump into your story, and it's so beautiful. I've heard a little bit of it previously, but let's just start with the how you guys met and just a quick little background. I'm going to let Lindley take this question because she's going to give me the Hallmark version, and Taylor will just miss all the cute little meet cute moments. So go ahead, Lindley. How did you guys meet and fall in love?
You could not be more accurate. Of course, men always miss the fun parts of it. But we met through what's called MySpace, but had a mutual friend. And we essentially just, his friend was trying to get with me, and I was trying to get with Taylor. So pretty much the moral of the story.
And God made the match happen, huh?
That's right. He slid in the DMs, and I literally made the first move and sent him the friend request.
I love it. Look at the Lord using technology to bring good people together. And where are you guys from?
Maybe say it was creepy, but you know, it wasn't then.
Not when you're praying for someone who loves Jesus, and those people are hard to find. However they come into your life, that's a blessing. That's what I say.
That's right.
That's right.
And where do you guys live? You're in Alabama.
So we live in Tuscaloosa. We live in Alabama, Tuscaloosa. We live in Moundville. It's like 3 minutes from Tuscaloosa. So yeah, we're in the Tuscaloosa area.
Okay. Wow. Well, we're gonna just jump right into the depths of your story of how Beckett's Blessing Box came to be. So, Taylor, would you mind telling us that background story?
Yeah. Beckett's Blessing Box, as you mentioned earlier, we founded it in 2021, we were expecting our firstborn son, Beckett Williams Morton, and on March 21st, we went to church, and we were feeling Beckett kick at church that morning, and we're just so excited for the arrival of Beckett, and went to church, and we went to Target after church, and I guess getting a few last minute items before his arrival.
And how far along is Taylor at this point, or is Lindley?
She is 39. Lindley, how? I thought 39 and a half weeks, right? I mean, you're
39. You're 39 and 5 days, but we were scheduled to be induced the next day.
Oh my word!
Yeah,
oh my word!
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Lindley was scheduled to be induced on the 22nd. So I mean, it was game time, and
wow.
And we get to the house, and Lindley was pregnant when she was craving Burger King Whopper and McDonald's.
No judgment.
I feel like that's how dinner will be in heaven. You know, the burgers from Burger King and the French fries from McDonald's.
Oh, so it was specific. It had to be the French fries from here. Okay, couldn't get the French fries from Burger King. I got you.
That's right.
Oh, their French fries are just not as good as McDonald's.
That's right.
I'll give it to you.
That's right. And so we went and I went and got that, and she called me, and our friend Reese was at the house with Lindley, and Lindley was like, "Hey, I think," she said, "don't freak out, but I think I'm starting to have some contractions." Mm-hmm. And we were so excited, and Lindley was excited, I was excited, and Reese was there, and she was excited, and we get back to the house, she eat dinner, and I start keeping up with contractions. And the only way I remember, I learned from the office that, hey, when they get to 5 minutes apart, you gotta go.
It's go time, go
in. So, that's right. So started tracking that. And then, we called our doctor, and she's like, "Hey, everything sounds great. This is wonderful. You know, we're praising the Lord that Beckett's coming on his own." And then, you know, I'm continuing to track them, and Lindley's back starting to hurt, you know, and so she decides to take a bath. Mm. And then as I'm tracking contractions, I start noticing that they're not every, you know, at first they're every 20 minutes, and then they just started going from 20 minutes to 10 minutes to 7 minutes to back to 11 minutes. There was no real consistency to them. Mm. And we call our doctor again, and she just says, "Hey, you called me twice. Come on in." And so we do. And the ride to the hospital was not, you know, it's one of those moments you feel like you're supposed to be real excited.
Yeah.
You know, but we really didn't say a word to each other. Mm. Just we didn't know anything was wrong, but there's just a weird kind
heaviness.
Of feeling in the air. And so we get to the hospital, and if you've ever, you know, had a baby, you experience this. Your wife is going to tell you, "Hey, bring everything in." And so I did, and it looked like we were packed to go on a 3-week vacation. We had our suitcase, I had the door hanger, everything, snacks, everything you could imagine. Carrying it in, Lindley gets there and checks her blood pressure. It's perfect blood pressure. And we get to the delivery room, and they check her, and Lindley's 9 centimeters dilated, meaning
what?
It's go time.
Wow.
One thing about Lindley is this, that her pain tolerance is through the roof. Mm. And so she has incredible pain tolerance, and they check her, and they, you know, they put the monitors on her, and they're looking for the heartbeat, and one of the college nurses that was there said, "Oh, I think we found it," there was frantic happening, and there was not really a clear answer, no one was really saying anything, and the doctor on call came in and did an ultrasound, and didn't really say much and walked out, but a few moments later, our doctor that we love dearly walked in the room, and she looked like a ghost. You know, looked like she'd seen a ghost. And in those moments, we knew right then and there that something was wrong. And she looked at Lindley and said, "Baby, I'm so sorry. Beckett's not going to be here when we deliver him. He has no heartbeat." And so, in those moments, you know, that was number one. You see your wife sitting there, and how strong she was in those moments, knowing that Beckett wasn't going to be alive when he was here. She pushed 3 times, and within, you know, maybe 20 to 30 minutes, Beckett was here, and was a beautiful baby boy. But he came into this earth, you know, with his eyes closed, and that was just the moment that that was supposed to be our best day ever, you know, the most exciting day of our life turned into the worst day. But in those moments, you know, you see your wife, you see the mom of your children, you know, really, really just, you know, people talk about how, you know, strong, you know, people are, and that's great. But in those moments, I saw how my wife was one of the strongest people I'd ever met in those moments when she knew knew how difficult this moment was going to be, and she still rose to the occasion and delivered a beautiful baby boy, knowing that he wasn't going to be here. And so that was really the story of how we lost Beckett. And then the next couple of days, as the dust settles, you really start, you know, the Lord starts working. We're in the hospital 3 days, you know, getting to hold Beckett and just look at our precious baby boy. And in our hearts, you know, our hearts were this: how do we use this to help other families? And then you start seeing Lindley did an incredible thing of just diving into incredible resources about grief and how to walk through grief well and how to grieve well. And then the idea of Becca's blessing box really came to fruition. And so we said, hey, we want to use our story, use our son's legacy to help other moms and dads who are hurting. And Lindley got all these resources together and they started putting them in a box and put a blanket in a box. And Lindley loves to describe it as a hug from heaven, holding the blanket. And any mom and dad who's lost a baby gets one of those resources that Lindley herself, you know, has vetted and gone through every single one of them. And we wrote one during the, that's kind of how I grieved, is, you know, just writing our whole experience out and when the resources there too. And so, you know, all that being said, that's kind of the backstory and how the box came to be.
That's incredible. Just, the way you were able to take your grief and allow the Lord to use it. You know, we've used on the show before the phrase that God never wastes pain. And I would never, ever say that God caused this loss. I think we have to be very careful in what we speak, because it impacts how we view the character and nature of our God. But we have a God who, despite the fact that we live in a fallen, broken world, he takes up those broken pieces and somehow pulls them together and brings peace and joy to others and also healing to us. We just, my co-host, Ann Cockrell, she's at home with a sweet, precious baby right now, but we just had a special campaign, Bibles for Babies. Her precious little boy, John Micah, passed away after an emergency C-section. And she had the same thing as you, Lindley, just this desire after a little while. I mean, it takes a beat. Like, she had to walk through and process that grief, but she was like, I want his life to be known, and I want to do something in honor of him and how precious he is. And she was able to use that. We raised enough money for more than a year of, there's a local crisis pregnancy center that they give Bibles to mamas who choose life for their baby. And she wanted to do that in honor of him. And so we just finished that campaign. So I see, Lindley, your heart and her heart very similar. And I think it takes a lot to move from that place of, and I don't know if you struggled with it, but that place of anger towards God and questions to then, Lord, how can you use me? So let's just talk about what was going on in your head. The days, like, when, let's talk about, you left the hospital and you didn't get to bring your baby with you.
Like, those are some tough days, especially when you come home and you realize your nursery is decorated and has your baby's name all over it, and then you have no baby. Just stinks, man. I mean, even talking about it makes my heart break, and I know that other mamas walk through it too, and stinks, but there's a difference between, you know, joy and happiness, and that joy comes from the Lord, and that happiness is not eternal. So in my heart, you know, I had a sense of hope, knowing that the Lord was still good, in the sense that even though Beckett was not with us, you know, on this side of heaven, he was heaven bound, and I knew that one day I would see him again. So working through the grief process, and honestly avoiding the nursery for a little bit until I'm ready. And then, you know, just pray through the Lord's timing with the next steps, and trusting that, you know, the people who come in your life during those days are the ones who are going to rally around you and surround you and love on you the way that ours did. And those grief resources came from a lot of the people who loved on us during that awful time. Just resources that they walked through when they lost a baby, or were walking through it themselves. And so, you know, those resources were not just something that we Googled and said, all right, let's do it. I mean, yeah. It was more of, hey, I read this book, and this book helped me so much, and I read some of them, and I was like, good Lord, I want to not read this one again, or, you know, like, that one didn't help, and this one did help. So, you know, that's how the box kind of is to us, too, is, you know, not every resource is going to, you know, do the magic to make it all better, but our hope is that, you know, with each resource, a little piece of heaven is given into their hands, in the sense that, like, the promise of heaven is not far, and that, you know, these resources are to help you grieve well, but not necessarily, you know, change your outcome, but point you to Jesus in the midst of your heartbreak. Because where else do you turn, you know? Mm-hmm. You can turn to Jesus or you don't. And if you turn to Jesus, it sure does make life a lot easier on you. Well, in the long run.
That's so powerful, what you just said. And it's so helpful that you vetted a lot of these resources, because I think there's a lot of Christians that try to give well-intentioned, you know, well-meaning advice.
Absolutely.
And it just is crushing, you know? And like Scripture talks about how, you know, a word, that the timing of our words is even important. And sometimes you can say a truth, but it's like, when someone's processing this deep loss, they don't want to hear, oh, it's, you know, it's all going to turn out for good. Like, my baby just died. Like, can you just say, I'm sorry, and here, sit with me for a minute?
So people do say some things that are, like, not very smart sometimes in those moments, because you're like, oh, my gosh, what? You just look at me. Just look at me and say, I'm so sorry that you feel that way. Don't try to solicit advice in this moment.
Well, and I love that this box, because you've already vetted it from somebody who's experienced that, I feel like you're going to be extra sensitive to those things that somebody who's dealing with that grief might read or take, you know, so you're going to be able to help interpret that and then find those resources that truly are the healing ones. So it's a great box. Like, if you haven't experienced loss, but you know someone who has, and you're like, what do I get them? Because I've even had friends that I thought, I want to send them something, but I don't know. Yeah. You know, you have, your heart just bleeds for someone when you hear these stories. And when I heard Anne's news, I was just sick to my stomach for days, you know? But and you want to be there for them. But what a beautiful way to be able to purchase a box and know that they're going to receive these gifts that are healing and have had so much thought go into them. That is incredible. I thank you guys for just having the vulnerability to put this together and to have to, I know there's probably joy when you talk about Beckett, because you want his life to be honored and seen, but also it's painful to have to relive this. But you guys have surrendered your life to the Lord and are allowing him to just redeem these moments in such a beautiful way. But I do want to go.
Thank you, and the same with y'all.
Well, I want to go back to one crazy moment, if you're okay to talk about it, Lindley, and if not, that's totally fine. But I just, hearing your story and your husband talk about the strength that you had to be able to literally push through when you knew you're not going to get to hold a live baby. Like, that to me blows my mind. And I just, having had a child and knowing how hard labor and delivery is, it's hard under the perfect circumstances when you have that expectation of holding your child. Like, for me, that was the thing that got me through, was I'm going to get to hold my baby. How did the Lord sustain you in that moment? Were there verses? Was it just a supernatural peace that came over you? Like, can you break that down for us?
I would say peace and numbness. Honestly, I think the Lord just kind of protected my heart with that, because there's so much of that in those moments I couldn't do anything, but the Lord worked with me through it all, because even now, after holding, we have three other babies now, in hindsight, and after holding Riker, our rainbow baby, for the first time, after walking through what we walked through with Beckett, man, it was like a completely different protection, and just like I can't even talk about just what it was, because I can't even put my finger on the description, except that, my goodness, it was healing, but at the same time, that numbness and that it stunk, man. Yeah. I mean, that's the only way I can say it, other than, you know, it was hard.
Yeah. I cannot imagine.
And after holding, you know, after holding Riker, it made those moments with Beckett like, God, I had no idea what we were walking through. And I think the Lord gave us that first so that we could experience the rainbow afterwards.
Yeah. And Taylor, you had to watch your wife go through not just the emotional pain, but also recovering from the physical pain, which compounds the emotional pain. Well, how did the Lord help you to process your emotions?
Well, I think, you know, it's one of those deals where you have to be there for each other in different moments and different situations. And there were days that Lindley was having a much better day than me, you know, and she was able to be my strength and encouragement in those days. And the days that Lindley had difficult days, I was able to be that for her. And exactly what Lindley said, you know, there was, you know, in the first, at least the first couple of days, the first couple moments, there was just a, you know, you look at any kind of tragedy, you know, I like to describe it as like, it's like a bomb went off and shrapnel's everywhere. Everything's blurry. And it is kind of just like a numbing moment, but it's after all the dust settles, after the food train, the meal train ends, when it's just you and God and your wife. And what are you going to do then is kind of the question. And, because although the community may have somewhat forgotten about, you know, what happened, you haven't. And like you said, to the physical hurt, the emotional hurt, you're kind of helpless, right? Because there's nothing you can do to make it better. But you all you can do is rely on God and trust in Him and point each other to Him. And we both realized that He was our source of strength, not us.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And before we leave, I want you guys to just pray a really short prayer. If you have time now, it'd be great. Over any couples that are listening that maybe have just gone through what you guys have experienced, would each of you just take just 30 seconds to a minute to pray for them?
Yeah.
Well, let me go first. Yeah. Dear God, I thank you for every ear that hears. Lord, just wrap your arms around them and just remind them that you are a God that hears every one of our needs and our prayers and answers them, whether it's the way that you want us to, Father, to walk through it, or if it's to respond in the sense that knowing that you've got a bigger plan through it all. Father, I ask that you walk through these families' lives and just remind them that you're always near to the brokenhearted and you bind our wounds, Father, and I thank you for that. In your name, amen.
Amen. Well, go ahead, Taylor.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. You go ahead.
You want me to go ahead and pray?
Yeah, if you would, that'd be wonderful.
All right. Yeah. All right. Cool. Lord, thank you so much for the show. Thank you so much for the mission and purpose behind the show. And Lord, all these families that are listening that may be experiencing the loss of a child, infertility, a miscarriage, Lord, just wrap your arms around them, show them hope, show them peace, and remind them who is their father, and remind them who their identity lies in, Lord. And just we pray for just some incredible peace and healing in their life. In your name we pray. Amen.
Real quick, how does the box work? Somebody wants to order one for somebody. Tell us how that process goes.
Well,
you want me to take?
The best, you got it, Lynn, you got it.
Long story short, if you Google beckettsblessedbox.com, you can request a box online. And usually that's how we find out about, you know, the need. But a lot of people will also give. And so if you don't personally know somebody who's walking through a loss like this, they can also give financially and just love on us in that sense, because those boxes are not cheap. They're about $150 a piece. you know, within it, there are grief resources. There's a Bible, there's a blanket, and a few other things like a teddy bear for siblings and some children's books. And it's not just for the mom and the dad, but for the family as well. So that's how you can go online and request a box that way.
That's incredible. Give us that website one more time.
Beckettsblessingbox.com.
Awesome. Yep. Go ahead, Taylor. Did you want to add one more thing?
Oh, I was going to say, and any family that requests one, it's no charge to them. And that's why Lindley was saying, hey, the financial deal, if people donate, it supports every family that requests one. Yep.
That's incredible. You guys go check out Beckett's Blessing Box. Lindley and Taylor, thank you guys so much for sharing from your heart. What a blessing. We pray blessings on your ministry and that the Lord will just open doors for you guys to continue healing people's hearts. And if you're listening, thank you guys for tuning in to Hannah's Heart today. Tune in next week.